Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The topic in question that we're going to discuss today vis-a-vis Islamic customs and etiquette is that whether the reward of a person, of the reward done for a good deed, is it transferable to a person who is deceased, who is no more in this world? And in particular, is the reward transferred to a person for whom the Quran is being read? In other words, recitation of the Quran, the way a person recites certain siparas in certain parts of the Quran, does this reward, is it transferable to a person who has died? This question has assumed a lot of importance because we see that today there are many customs related to burial and after rites, which are found in Muslim societies, in which we know that Qul, or the 40th day, which is called the Chihlam, or for example, people also get together on Thursdays, and they recite the Quran, and then they ultimately make this dua, this supplication, that the reward of this Quran read should be transferred to such and such a deceased person. Now, this concept is absolutely alien to Islam. Not only is it alien to Islam, we find the Quran criticizing it and saying something which is directly, diametrically opposite to what is said here. The Quran says, "Alaysa lil insani illa ma sa'a." In the hereafter, a person shall earn only that for which it itself strived in this world. So therefore, there is no question about the fact that one shall be rewarded or punished for what one does in this world. Absolutely, on the basis of his own deeds, shall a person be punished or rewarded. There is absolutely no possibility that the credit accrued in the account of some other person in this regard be transferred to another account. And not only this, we have to also analyze the fact that this is something which is non-existent in the times of the Prophet. And we know that while explaining this very verse in his tafsir, the famous commentator Ibn Kathir himself has cited the opinion of Imam Shafi as something to the effect that had there been some good in this practice, the companions would have already done it. Which actually signifies the fact that in the time of the companions of the Prophet, this practice was absolutely non-existent, and it is a later production. And so therefore, it can be classified as a religious innovation or a bid'at. We must realize that we have to stand by the Quran in all our concepts. We must refer back to the Quran. And as I said, the Quran is explicit in this regard, and it says, "Alaysa lil insani illa ma sa'a." A person in the hereafter shall be rewarded or punished only on the basis of what he himself did in the previous world. Now, in this regard, we also need to understand a certain narrative of the Prophet, attribute to the Prophet, as per which there are certain things which can be classified as acts which actually transfer the reward of certain good deeds done in this world to a person who has died. If we analyze these three things which the Prophet himself has said, we'll find that they are not cases of Isal al-Sawab, absolutely. They are not cases of Isal al-Sawab in whatever sense of the word. They are something actually which, again, as I said, the Quranic verse has alluded to, "Alaysa lil-insani illa ma sa'a." These are instances in which a person had initiated a certain pious deed in his own life, and then the reward of that pious deed is being transferred to him. Now, these three instances which the narrative says, one of them is sadqatun jariya, which means something good done, some, for example, a hospital constructed, or a clinic constructed, or for example, a school, or any philanthropic deed which a person did. Now, the reward of that deed shall still be given to him even after his death, because even after his death, of course, that hospital was instrumental, that school was instrumental in providing service to later generations. So therefore, this is something which will be of benefit to him. Similarly, it is said that pious children who pray for the deceased, who supplicate for the deceased, that also shall be beneficial for him. So this is, of course, very understandable. This is because of the fact that those pious children, those virtuous children, virtuous souls, were pious children because of the instruction and training given to him or to them by their parent for whom they are actually praying. So the second thing which the narrative says is that the prayers or the supplications of pious children shall also be instrumental in rewarding this deceased person. And of course, this is very understandable. And the third thing in this regard is knowledge, which is beneficial for others. And this is, of course, very understandable. A person, if he leaves some book maybe or some students who further the knowledge that he had himself, for example, gain in his own time, then he leaves behind this knowledge and this knowledge is beneficial for mankind, then this too will be instrumental in rewarding that person. So we can sum up by saying that only and only the reward of those deeds will reach a person which he himself initiated in this world. And the case of Isa alayhi sawab, for example, in which a person is accredited with reward through deeds done by some other person, is absolutely unfounded. This whole issue is unfounded in the Quran. And the Quran is diametrically opposite to the notion of Isa alayhi sawab. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ